You're listening to Kat Feeney on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.
My ideal home would be in the Austrian Alps, but I live in Brisbane. I rarely see danger ahead, but can be too cautious when it comes to making new friends. If I was a superhero, then I'd be Iron Man, and if I was food, I would be chocolate cake. Have you ever done one of those online personality quizzes that spits out descriptions of you that couldn't be further from the truth, but are still fun to find out about in any case? Maybe it's given you a sense of your own character, maybe it's given you a giggle, but has it also put you at risk of being scammed? Dr. David Tuffley is a senior lecturer with the School of Information and Communication Technology at Griffith University. He specialises in the social impact of technology and joins you on a Friday with dual functions, really. One, to taste the recipe that I make on a Friday, and two, to help you stay safe online. Seeing as safety is our aim of the game, Dave, I'm not sure whether it was responsible of me to offer you a go at the burnt fruit strap thing. What do you think of the roll-up recipe I've rolled out?
Look, I was listening earlier on, and you got a right savaging, didn't you?
Didn't I?
From the crew.
Was it deserved, though, Dave?
Well, you wouldn't really want to serve it up in a fancy restaurant, would you? But, you know, if you were out hiking and you just had some beef jerky,
you'd run out of all supplies.
You know, a dehydrate. It tasted like dehydrated jam, basically.
Dehydrated jam.
And I have eaten worse things than that when I've been camping and been glad to have it. So, look, you know, it's not half bad.
For the desperate.
I think I got a corner. I got a corner that wasn't burnt.
As burnt.
Too, I think.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. That's nice. Let's proceed. This is something that I find interesting. You join us often and you're telling us about scams that we've got to keep an eye out for. You know, the dodgy email, the request for money, the call from the tax office, all of those ones. But there's another sort that deserves a bit of attention because they might not be as obvious. What's going on with these online quizzes, the kind of quizzes you see pop up in your social media feed?
Yes. Well, this is a really interesting one and probably one of the more subtle and more difficult to sort of spot, because there are a lot of such quizzes and they're used as a marketing tool, you know, and they're fun topics like find out what sort of, you know, what breed of dog you are or, you know, something crazy like that. And you do it for fun. And at the end, they say, okay, well, to get your results, just give us your email. And so they have your email and then they'll be, you know, spamming you. So that's relatively harmless. But in amongst them all are ones that are deliberately trying to solicit answers to common security questions you know, if you try to log in somewhere and it says, oh, your, you know, incorrect password, and there's a forgot password link and you press that, and a lot of sites will have these security questions like, you know, what was your mum's name before she got married? Or what city did you grow up in? What street? What was your first pet's name? That type of thing. And they'll include questions like that in the questionnaire so that, and they know who you are. So if they can get onto a site that you are trying to log on to, they can just say, oh, I forgot the password. They may well have the answers to the questions. And then they're sent a, you know, then they can possibly get in. So the whole point of it is that it's trying to get answers to security questions that only you should know.
Oh, that is somewhat alarming.
It's tricky.
Yeah, that is really tricky. I mean, this is, in many respects, a reminder to use really sophisticated passwords. And we'll come back to how you can do that in a moment. And not just sophisticated passwords, but clever security questions. But Dave, like, how could you suss out a personality test on a social media feed? How could you figure out that one may be a slightly annoying marketing tool and the other one is a potentially really dangerous, risky scam job?
Yeah.
What do you look for?
Well, if it's being put out by somebody you've heard of, well, that's probably okay. But Most of them you're never going to have heard of. And if that's the case, then better to err on the side of caution and not do them at all. So I think the default situation would be don't do any of those sorts of quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners might remember there was this Cambridge Analytica scandal back in 2016. And basically, this was a questionnaire that was being used for electioneering purposes. And people who did the questionnaire gave access to their accounts to people who shouldn't have had it. And what's more, the people, all of the friends of that person were also, you know, involved. So it was a pretty scandalous thing. It wasn't illegal at the time, but when it all came to light, it became illegal. It became unethical and illegal to do. So, yeah, basically, it was a trick that clever people figured out, and then lots of people got to hear of it. We're talking about it now, so even more people will have heard of it. So I guess the take-home message is be very cautious about doing any sort of online quiz, and never, ever give out, you know, personal details about yourself on such quizzes, even things like, you know, what street did you grow up on, or what was your first pet's name, or something like that.
Dr. Dave Tuffley with you on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland from Griffith University, talking about a form of scam that exists online. You might have seen these scams pop up in your social media feed and not even seen them for what they really are as scams. You just saw them as a simple, somewhat harmless looking personality test, one of those quizzes that has a really tempting headline of it often to sort of suck you in. Or a link to such a quiz that's maybe been sent to you by a friend. And just because it's been sent to you by a friend doesn't necessarily mean that you should trust it. Dave, we've got to address the issue of security questions here. If these scam artists are using these quizzes as a means of getting your security questions answers, then what do you do there? Because sometimes when you're signing up for a service, they only give you a limited supply of security questions, and they tend to be things like your mum's maiden name, which I always kind of think is interesting because it wouldn't be that hard to to find that sort of stuff out if you were really keen to do that.
That's true, that's true. But what we're seeing now is a move to a move away from that kind of security procedure to the more secure so-called two-factor authentication where, you know, you get texted a six-digit number, random number. It's only good for a minute or five or something like that. And, you know, you receive it on your phone, you input it into the website, and away you go. So unless the person, the hacker, has managed to hijack your phone, then, you know, that's going to be a much more secure way of doing things. And, you know, it's time sensitive, so it's a pretty safe way. It's not absolutely foolproof. There are certain celebrities who have had their phones hacked like that. But for regular folks, like, you know, it's not going to be a problem. So where possible, avoid, you know, if they say, do you want to switch on two-factor authentication, then you say yes to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dr. Dave Tuffley of Griffith University, thank you for the info and for the kinder words about the recipe this afternoon.
You're most welcome.
Dave Tuffley with you. Dr. Dave joins you on a Friday afternoon. He's from Griffith University and he spends some time with you on a Friday before the 2 o'clock news to talk with you about important privacy issues and how you can try and stay safe online.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.